They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show. This, friends, the last Doug and Daddy Show of August. It is the 31st of August, September 1st. September means football. We've got a lot to talk about on today's show. A lot of football talk. Mondays with Merck and Morris. We'll catch up with Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz and UNK head football coach Daryl Morris coming up on the program here today. We'll talk about the start of the high school football season. How long will Rich Rodriguez be at Michigan? Oh, no. Unbelievably, the Kansas City Chiefs, if you're a Chief fan, it just isn't looking good. Castle gets dinged up over the weekend, and now they fire offensive coordinator Chan Gailey, which probably they should have done a long time ago. If you're a Cowboy fan, you know that. The Chiefs said head coach Todd Haley would address his status after today's practice. The Chiefs had retained Gailey when Haley was hired in the offseason, of course, so he stayed, must not be gelling with the new coach. But, Tony, you're bringing in a new offensive coordinator 1 week before the start of your season?
Well, Todd Haley's the offensive mind, so I he's the one running the don't fret out there if you're Kansas City Chiefs fans. That's what Todd Haley did at the Arizona Cardinals. He was a mastermind behind Kurt Warner, Larry Fitzgerald. Well, it helps to have pieces like Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin catching balls from Kurt Warner, but at the same time, he's the offensive genius behind that scheme. He'll be just fine.
And Jack Nicklaus is old. It's official. Once you become a ceremonial starter at the Masters, you're old. So, again, they started years ago with Gene Sarazen and Sam Snead. And who was the third one?
Hogan?
No, I think Hogan long passed. Snead, Sarazen. Oh, man. It slips me. And then they all passed on, so Arnold Palmer took it over, and now it'll be Jack and Arnie Palmer, who will be hitting the ceremonial tee shots.
That's when they get out, tink, and the ball goes down the fairway 45 yards usually.
Yeah. 1 year, I think somebody put it right into the crowd. They don't show that part, but yeah. So that'll be going on. But, Tony, with so much to talk about, and we're going to be talking with the coaches at the bottom of the hour, so we're wide open right now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number to get into the Doug and Daddy Show, whatever you want to talk about. Of course, the Dent Popper inbox, wide open for your emails from high school to college to pro, whatever you want to talk about. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And today's kind of an anniversary. Maybe it was last week, but this is like the start of the sixth year of this little debacle we call the Doug and Daddy Show that started as the Doug and Matt Show, and then we sent that little Twitter off to Omaha. And now we got Daddy in studio. So it's like an anniversary. We've had like five engineers of this, producers, engineers. Derek, hi, Derek.
How's it going?
What would you say? We've had six engineers. Derek's in the top five?
Yes.
Okay.
And, well,
thank you.
That's... never had one taken off of probation.
I feel like the Buffalo Bills. Top five out of six.
Good Lord. And I want to say this right now, because we're getting – Notre Dame is not even going to come close to what everybody, not everybody, but all these Notre Dame lovers, what's the over-under on the wins? It's just at 9, right?
Yes.
Vegas knows what they're talking about, people. Lou Holtz, get out of the way, predicting Notre Dame to play for the national championship. People saying Notre Dame can run the table. Notre Dame's not even going to come close to running the table. You don't make that big a turnaround in 8 months. Notre Dame, not even going to be close. Okay, so there's another prediction that will be great. Robert Griffin still not going to be as good this year as he was last year because everybody's going to know it. But Notre Dame, and that comes from a Catholic. What was the biggest story of the weekend, Tony? Anywhere, local, state, national, biggest story of the weekend. I got mine, yours.
Well, in the state, it's got to be the Nebraska volleyball team.
Exactly. Wow.
And the
see?
Embarrassment of the sweep.
It is something I saw and heard two things this weekend that you don't see. Tiger Woods missed a putt on 18 inside 7 feet that would have sent him into a playoffs where he would have made Heath Slocum crumble. And the Nebraska volleyball team being swept, not technically at home, but in the state of Nebraska by a team that's, by Michigan, by a team that was 16th in the country, by a team that's not supposed to be that good. Basically, everybody back except Jordan Larson. What? And they didn't look good doing it. It wasn't like it was 28-26, three sets in a row. They got thumped. And then they did win Saturday, but that wasn't that pretty. You're used to seeing, this is what people think USC football is going to go through. You're used to seeing you go out, crunch everybody, then one morning you woke up and went, holy heck, how'd they get beat by Colorado last night? And they end up going, 27-1 or 27-2 in the regular season. You split with Texas and you get upset somewhere else along the way. You got five returning starters. You got the National High School Player of the Year. You got three All-Americans. And you go out and get smoked at the Quest Center?
Well, Terry Mueller hits a minus .034. She's a second-team All-American from a year ago. It was not good. And I think maybe they just read into the press clippings a little bit too much and maybe it lost focus a little bit at the start of the season.
No. How do you lose? That's a lot of focus to be losing. That is a lot of focus. They weren't playing Stanford or Penn State or Hawaii or a perennial national power. They were playing Michigan.
Well, but they weren't. Okay. Yeah, Michigan. But they were still what? Rated what? 15th, 17th? They weren't unranked and had lost 12, won 12 games a year ago.
Well, it's big, and Kansas State got it handed to them both times. So, is Nebraska overrated, or are those two schools underrated?
Well, you got to think Nebraska's a little overrated right now.
I think you're right. So we'll see what happens when the new polls come out. Nebraska will host Creighton, then they head down to LSU, and all of a sudden that does it for three games this weekend. LSU's pretty good. All of a sudden, when you see a crack in the foundation, it gives hope to your opponents that shouldn't have hope, and that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing if you're the crack. It's a good thing if you're the ones and your coach, hey, see, you got a chance.
No,
he's not a machine. He's just a man. He's not a machine.
I think they'll be just fine, but, yeah, you got to get something. But you know what? Nebraska's always, in the past, started out the season so red hot and looked like a roll that maybe you can't continue on a roll for as long as the season is. You got to have some bumps along. To think that you don't want to play your best volleyball right now. Obviously, they're not. You want to somehow go climb the mountain and end up on the top of that mountain at the end. Not now. And I think so soon we start playing so great. How can we maintain this level all season? Well, you can't. And that's what they've ran into in the past.
So that's where we're at now. A lot to talk about. Tomorrow, our Doug and Daddy show will be live from Memorial Stadium where the Huskers have their season opening press conference. You will hear from head coach Bo Pelini here on the Doug and Daddy show. We'll catch up with some special Huskers. There's quite a few from the area, like a Colton Kaler, like a Lance Thorell, like a Derek Meyer, like a Brett Maher. Tom Osborne is going to be speaking tomorrow as well. He's got a new book coming out. We'll hear from the former coach and the current athletic director of the Huskers. Tom Osborne is going to join us on the show, or we'll hear from him. I'm not sure that he'll be joining us live, but we will be hearing from him on the Doug and Daddy show tomorrow. So that's coming up tomorrow.
Also, at the end of that press conference, I believe Doc Sadler also expected to talk to give us maybe an update on who's eligible this year.
John Cook will be there. So it's Tom Osborne, John Cook, Bo Pelini, some of the players, and Doc Sadler is going to speak about 1 o'clock. Again, they lose a couple of guys. Who knows? He doesn't even know who's going to be playing for this basketball team. Also, a couple of stories over the weekend. Friday, it was announced that the Alamo Bowl is going to send the Pac-10 is going to send their number 2 team to the Alamo Bowl. So right now, the Big 12 is hooked up with the Alamo Bowl and the Holiday Bowl playing Pac-10 teams in their number 2 and 3 slots outside of the BCS.
But we're going to have to change, obviously. Where do we go with the Cotton Bowl?
Yeah, see, you're going to have the number 2 team from the Pac-10, or possibly 3 if 2 Pac-10 teams make the BCS. But you're gonna be looking at the number two versus the Big 12's number four,
right?
Maybe number five. And so again, the Big 12 has got to, you know, we've mentioned this before. They were good the last couple years in bowl games, but the reason that they kept getting hammered by the national media, like the Big Ten was this year, you know, 1-6 in bowl games, can't do that. Big 12 was like that forever because our number five was playing somebody else's number two, and our number two was playing somebody's number one. On paper, we were always going in as the lower-tiered team playing a higher-tiered team as far as conference finish goes. So we'll see what happens. The last one for the Big Ten and Pac-10 and Big 12 and all that will be going up this season. That will start next year with the Alamo Bowl. Quentin Castilla going to Northwestern State of Louisiana. He talked to the Omaha World Herald, says, I wanted to play fast because I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life right now. So he can play. This is an old 1AA, say whatever it is right now. And they play at Houston Saturday, and he could play in that game. He could play in that game. How shocking would that be?
Well, shocking because, you expected him to latch on somewhere, probably sit out of here. But, hey, great for him. Like you said, he's in the best shape of his life. You know, although he did go away for part of the summer or a lot of the summer, as many people had indicated, and worked out with somebody else or on his own, which is surprising. He's in that as good a shape as he's in.
And again, if you've been a blogger, you know about this, but Nebraska has lost another verbal commitment in defensive back Antario Sloan, but this was kind of a whack job commit anyway. Not the kid necessarily, but it just kind of came out of nowhere, and a lot of folks said, boy, you know, Sean Callahan told us when this kid signed, don't be surprised if he's not around when it comes February. Don't be shocked at all. In fact, it was less than a 50-50, and he has decommitted, but that doesn't mean he's not coming here. Auburn, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Arkansas, all there for Sloan, so we'll see.
Well, he's 5'9", 165 pounds from what I saw. I thought he was going to be our point guard probably down there.
You just put him in your pocket. Right there in your pocket.
I want to be like Tony's favorite player, the Grigsby's, and be smaller than them.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mark says, did Daddy just tell Kansas City Chief fans not to fret? From the St. Louis Ram fan. Thanks, Mark. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've thrown out a lot of topics already here at the top of the program. Volleyball, Hastings College and UNK remain unbeaten, both not dropping a set. UNK going 4-0 over the weekend, Hastings 2-0, so they're now 6-0, and both teams will be hitting the road this upcoming week. UNK will get a test at 22nd-ranked Augustana on Wednesday, and then it's off to Minnesota for some good action this weekend. For Hastings College, they're to the College of St. Mary in Omaha for four matches this weekend as well.
U.S. Open begins, Douglas.
Tennis. Boy, everybody's fired up for Andy Roddick. And again, it just seeps into my pores that how not shocked will you be when, like, in round two or three, and Roddick has been upset?
I know because you follow tennis as much as anybody that I know.
Well, okay, I'll watch it. I'll pay attention because, you know, a sports guy ought to know that. Here's the deal. You tell me now, what's more likely to happen? Roddick makes the semifinals, or he doesn't make the semifinals. In the semifinals, if the seeds hold, he would get Federer. What's more likely to happen? Roddick makes the semis, doesn't make the semis. I say doesn't make the semis.
Well, and being the pessimistic person you are, why wouldn't you? I go the other way. I'm cheering for Andy Roddick. I say, hell yes, he'll make it. Flying colors.
But you're going with heart. You're not going with logic. You're going with heart.
No.
You're going with heart. You just said that because I'm an optimistic guy. You're going with heart. Great. I hope he makes it. But hell, if I said, Tony, if you get this right, here's $20,000, you would say?
He makes it.
Okay.
A lot of confidence in 155-mile-an-hour serve.
All right. Good. Yay. Woohoo. Hope so. Wow. Yay. Ken, our number one Notre Dame fan, says, just when I was starting to like you dorks again, you have to go and trash the Irish. May a leprechaun bite you in the butt. Ken.
He's just really starting to like us, huh?
Let's take a break. Daryl Morris in a heartbreak. Heartbreaking, is that the word? I think, disappointing. It's not heartbreaking. It's disappointing. I think everybody is disappointed that UNK lost to Wayne State. If you'd have told me Wayne State scored 21 points, I'd have said UNK wins this football game. Tony?
I think you'd have said that UNK wins this football game handily.
21-16.
This was a returning quarterback. This was the offense, the high-octane offense.
Nearly 500 yards, and you only get 16 points. Well, two field goals.
Two running backs rush for over 130 yards.
It's just one of those where you go, how in the world did they lose this game? And it was just that about everything, not about everything that could have went wrong. It was just that nothing really clicked. Red zone opportunities, and Daryl Morris will join us in the second half of the show to talk about that. A little bit brighter news after Thursday's win for Hastings College. Paul Merkowitz will join us to talk about that, but we need to take a break, and we'll be back with more, including a little high school football talk right after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
After having served the finest food in the Hastings area for the past 18 years, Taylor's Steakhouse brings you the finest in live music.
It's all right.
Coming to Taylor's September 4th and 5th, the funky groove of Texas Blue Dog, with special guests, guitarist Jesse Butterfield, and vocalist Tommy Wolf, and C. Tom Taylor. Blues, soul, and rock and roll. Texas Blue Dog, dollar beers Friday, special cut prime rib for $9.95 Saturday. Taylor's Steakhouse, under the old Viaduct Hastings, where food and fun are
Taylor Reed.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-70s. Southeast winds also increased around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a low at 53. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How'd your fantasy draft go this weekend?
I think pretty fair. Kind of went out on the limb, though. I didn't listen to Joe, and Joe's probably going to slap me around this week. Going to be honest with you. You know, there was about eight. You know what? He talked about those eight running backs. It's just, you got to take a running back if you're in the first eight picks. Well, not one of those eight running backs.
And shockingly enough, Derek, Daddy's got a partner in this league, and shockingly enough, they got the number one pick again.
Oh, imagine they again.
He brought in a grizzled older veteran who, when he reaches in, he knows what the ace feels like, and he pulls the ace out of the hat. Wow. What if you had the number one or two pick every year?
I don't believe
every
that's
year.
Right.
Every year,
stick the ace in the freezer like a Patrick Ewing lottery pick. There,
there is no doubt that you had been number one in this league three of the last 4 years. There is no doubt, but you did not take Adrian Peterson.
Did not take Adrian Peterson, did not take Forte, did not take... You go down the list.
Steven Jackson, nope.
Nope. Nothing.
Michael Turner, nope.
Nope. LaDainian Tomlinson, nope.
Well, he's a chump. Nobody would take
nothing
him.
Stood out. I thought those eight running backs, not one of them jumped off the page to me and said, I'm better than the others. So I thought, all right, you got eight people. I'll give them the other eight. Give me Drew Brees, because I think he puts up magnanimous stats every freaking week. So we took Drew Brees number one.
I can't wait till Joe just.
I'm going out to the folks
you.
Now on the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox. Have you been in a league where anybody besides Adrian Peterson was number one? I have not. Adrian Peterson has went. This is the fourth time I've been around somebody doing a draft. It's been Adrian Peterson everywhere. Now, if you want to, if he went two, that's fine. If you've been in a league and somebody besides Peterson or Turner has been the number one pick, shoot us an email. I'd like to know how many people have taken your route or a different route or something out of the ordinary. In your fantasy draft, if you were shocked by the number one pick, shoot us that pick, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug, for those of you that took Drew Brees in the first round, and Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You know, hell, it probably won't work out. We just took a little flyer. You never know if it's going to work out.
You know what is going to work out?
Huh.
Plant and Dyna-Gro.
Hello. Hey, your farming operation in 2010 pretty much requires that you have Dyna-Gro if you want to optimize your profit potential. Isn't that what it's all about, really, when it comes down to it?
Well, why would you plant anything if you're not looking to make money? Right?
There you go.
Why waste your time in the field if you're not looking to make money?
They're waiting for you September 15th, 16th, 17th. Seed Corn Row at Husker Harvest Days. They continue to grow tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. Dyna-Gro is growing and excited about 2010. Hey, they can talk to you about their discounts. We remind you about every other day here about their discounts. Whether you want YieldGuard VT Triple, whether you want YieldGuard Corn Board, Roundup Ready Corn 2 System, you want the Smart Stacks, they've got it at Dyna-Gro. 1-800-652-9298. Oh, by the way, we got a pretty good meal on Seed Corn Row, too. You might want to look out for your invitation in the mail, because I believe that is invite only. Or call a dealer today and maybe get on a mailing list.
Yeah, you could probably get that invite.
Yeah, hello. That's Dyna-Gro, 1-800-652-9298. Ditch the zeros. Come meet with us at Husker Harvest Days with the heroes.
That's right. We'll see you at the Dyna-Gro booth on Seed Corn Row. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Tony, opening night of high school football. There were a couple of surprises out there. We were not surprised at a low-scoring Kearney Grand Island game, but I think they kind of had some UNK troubles. Couldn't get it in the end zone. It looked a lot like last year. Grand Island controlled the first half, had their opportunities, couldn't cash it in. One fumble inside the five that ended up in the end zone that Kearney recovered. Grand Island turned it over three times. Kearney turned it over twice, but both of those were in the first quarter. And as the game wore on, Kearney found more confidence, and they found a way to punch one in. And that's all they needed in the end, 6-0 Bearcats.
Well, I wonder when you started that game, Grand Island comes out in a no-huddle offense. I wonder how much that surprised Brandon Cool, if at all. Because, you know, it wasn't like they took an immediate timeout and had to regroup and get things on the same page. They just kind of went with the flow. They persevered through the first half. And you waited for something to happen. You waited, the kick got blocked. The field goal got blocked there, which maybe, Kearney's been used to just hammering every one of those through. The young sophomore kicker needs probably a little bit of confidence, and hopefully they'll be able to get him this week at home with Papillion La Vista. But Brandon Cool finds a way and found a way to run out the clock at the end.
Number one, Millard West, a 12-7 victory over Millard North. The new rankings are out just for A and B because everybody played. And okay, Lincoln. Okay, Riley. There's 10 better teams.
Yep, that's what
there's
I was
10
just
better teams
say.
In Kearney. Lincoln Southwest 16, Fremont 8. Really? Really? You beat Fremont 16-8. Ooh, the dangerous Fremont football team. Whoa, scary.
I was going the same way.
Omaha has Kearney in at number 8. They had them preseason 10. Lincoln doesn't have Kearney or Grand Island at all.
But I like how Riley took her time when she was doing the contenders. Put Grand Island in front of Kearney.
It's just alphabetical.
No. No, if you're the next one in, that you're the highest. Yeah. Come on, Riley. You're better than that.
Other surprises. Crete leading Aurora 17-8. And then maybe just as surprising, the absolute thundering of the Huskies in the second half, scoring 35 unanswered points to win it 43-17, scoring on a bomb on the last play of the first half to cut it to 17-14, and then going on to rout Crete in the second half. And then Arapahoe really thumping Maxwell, as we come to find out Maxwell didn't have their full contingent of players. We don't have to tell you why, but, they're high school kids, and there were probably some summer activities, and that's probably not the only program that happened to. But don't totally write Maxwell off, but Arapahoe to do what they did. They're going to have a good football team, it looks like, at Arapahoe.
Yeah, good for Darren Hatch. It's not his fault those kids did that in the summer.
Lexington, nice win over Scotts Bluff, 24-19.
Comeback win. I think that's great, and I think without the season they had a year ago, would have been unable to have that, had to get that win the other night.
That sounded like for Cozad, oh, how will they even field a football team? Well, they come out and they get a nice win over Southern Valley, a team that clipped them last year. Gehring beats Holdridge, so Gehring is able to withstand the long trip out here and take care of Holdridge. And, boy, Gothenburg. I think Wood River's going to be just fine, but Gothenburg really thumped them 40-7.
Yeah, I go back to Holdridge and Gehring. It sounded like Gehring just basically, they've got an experienced line. Holdridge's relatively inexperienced line just ran all over him. A 200-pound back just ran all over the Dusters, and that game, kind of one of those game-set matches. I mean, if you just knew who the better team was. Anybody that took it on 16-play, 66-yard drive, you know, to start the season off, you're a pretty good football team if you're able to do that and avoid penalties and avoid turnovers, avoid everything there is going on. You take it down the field and stick it in the end zone, hey, what do you do? You're a better football team, and they proved it that night.
Nothing really in the daddy two-week pack it up and try again category this week. So, you know, had a couple of blowouts out there, you know, but 48-0, nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy. Class A football, Omaha Burke beat Benson 44-7. Bryan beat South 34-7. North beat Central 27-7. Scott beat Nebraska City 70-0. Papillion-La Vista beat Papillion-La Vista South, Kearney's next opponent, 37-7. And our buddy Bernie Madison did not get off to a good start as a Norfolk blanked North Platte 17-0. And Norfolk has Grand Island this week. So there's a little rundown of what happened with the high school football over the last week. Everybody's in action that hasn't been gets into action this Friday. And five games on our network of stations here on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, KHAS 1230. Should be a great one on the Breeze, 94.5, another battle between Cambridge and Blue Hill. And, of course, Classic Hits 98.9 FM as well. So a lot of great games, and volleyball starts this week as well. So everybody's in action.
Yeah, school's 2 weeks in now, aren't we? We're in just
full
weeks of school.
For most.
Wasn't the 4th of July last Thursday? Summer just went, didn't it?
I will ask anybody here because I don't even know the answer. Was there a NASCAR race this weekend? Derek?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth.
Daddy?
I couldn't answer that.
Nice sport. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
AutoZone knows that sometimes you want to drive like the pros. Play our auto racing trivia game, then check out the AutoZone Race Your Way sweepstakes, where you could win a trip to the Skip Barber Racing School in Lime Rock Park, Connecticut. You'll strap into an authentic race car and lap the track like the pros. Then you'll visit ESPN Radio Studios, and we'll take you around our zone so you can see where we cover the fast-paced world of sports. Visit ESPNradio.com to play, or text ZONE to 73776. Drive like the pros, thanks to AutoZone. Messaging rates may apply.
SalonPa's Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. SalonPa's gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And SalonPa's is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch, and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try SalonPa's Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
For more exciting high school sports action this fall, keep it on our network of stations with high school volleyball and Friday night football. Among our games this Friday on ESPN 1550, Minden is at Hastings St. Cecilia. On 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central will be at Crete. And it's a top 10 battle on KLIQ The Breeze 94.5 FM with Cambridge at Blue Hill. Plus, ESPN 1460 brings you Sandy Creek at Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna takes on Elm Creek on Classic Hits 98.9 Friday.
Hey, this is Doug Duda from ESPN Radio's Superstation. Our four-person golf scramble is coming up September 20th at Grand Island's beautiful Indian Head Golf Course. Brought to you by Bud Light Clamato Chelada and Roy's Grand Dodge.
Hi, this is Mike Will from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This four-person scramble best team score wins up to $1,000 cash or gift card.
Plus cash prizes for second and third place.
For only $60 per player, you get green fees. tarp, t-shirt, and practice balls. Compete for whole prizes, including a Sun Heat heater, a Mountaineer air purifier, a Tri-City Storm Flex pack of tickets, plus more from our sponsors.
Including Giggles Party Rental. Let us bring the party to you. And Sun Heat, keeping you warm and saving you money. Slugger's Sports Bar and Grill, pounding pitchers all day long. The Boathouse for all your bait needs. And Midas. Trust the Midas touch.
Sign up at Indian Head or call 888-455-ESPN to register over the phone. Don't miss the Royce Grand Dodge Bud Light Clamato Chelada ESPN Radio Superstation's four-person scramble.
Starting at 1 o'clock September 20th at Indian Head in Grand Island.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-70s. Southeast winds also increased around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a low at 53. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Betty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I guess you could say Mama was a NASCAR fan. I was born in Talladega.
Evidently, they went to Canada, drove around three times, and came back. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mikey Moore signs with Golden State, the former Husker. Again, you just never know, do you?
Do you ever think, that's exactly right. Do you ever think Mikey Moore, when he left Nebraska, whatever, there's an NBA talent. Boy, he's going to have the longevity of his career is endless. No, you're like, he might be a practice squad player. Yeah, probably be better in Europe. And then all of a sudden, he's been there for how many years?
Only on very special occasions now. Because one hitters are special occasions.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at
13th win of the season.
Zach Greinke throwing the one hitter, and the Royals beat Seattle 3-0. He retired the final 22 batters, giving up the two-out single in the second inning. I'm going to say this now. If Zach Greinke doesn't win the Cy Young, quit giving it out. I mean, he's 13-8 with the Kansas City Royals. 2.32, the lowest ERA. Strikeout machine. Seriously, there is nobody else that should get the Cy Young besides Zach Greinke unless just something totally goes in the tank in the next month. Zach deserves the Cy Young.
I'm in total agreement with you. Yeah, you look at other than wins, which when you get no run support for a number of games, think of the games he's won. I mean, think of the games he's won and got no run support.
Well, just crazy. In soccer over the weekend, UNK lost their first game after winning a game Thursday. You're not going to win a lot of games when you get one shot on goal. And Mary, North Dakota wins it 1-0. UNK heads up to beautiful Aberdeen, South Dakota. We've got a lot of friends up in Aberdeen. They will take on Northern State and Minnesota State Moorhead Thursday and Saturday, or Friday and Sunday.
Doug, quick note here for Kansas City Chiefs fans out there. Yahoo Sports has just reported that Matt Cassel gone 2 to 4 weeks. So, doesn't look like he's going to be available first maybe 1 or 2 weeks of the NFL season.
Hastings College soccer team, they beat Baker over the weekend 2-1. And the Hastings football team, they broke in the field on Thursday night with a 38-18 win over the Peru State Bobcats, home of Todd Catula. We welcome in the head coach of the Hastings College. He played there. It's not his home. It's from Auburn.
Okay.
He went to Peru.
Okay.
They were good back in the day.
All right.
And they're awesome now because Hastings drummed them 38-18. And Merkin Morris, on Mondays, we start with Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
How'd you enjoy those extra days of practice getting ready for this week?
Well, we got healthy. That was good. We needed to get a couple of days. It was, with the short camp, it was, we had some guys with some bumps and bruises, and I think having a couple of days off kind of helped a little bit.
Coach, nothing like breaking in a new quarterback who did what Troy was able to do the other night.
Well, I tell you, once he settled in, and it did take a while. There was a couple of series you could tell he was really nervous, but then once he kind of, I think one took a hit, took a pretty good hit, and I think that kind of got him going. And he hit a deep ball, and then after that, he really settled in and played extremely well.
How nervous was he? Like puking before the game? Nervous?
Not that bad, but you could tell. That first start, for anybody is a tough one, and to be a quarterback, and it makes it even tougher, but he really did a nice job.
Take us to the turning point in the game, because Peru was okay in the first half.
Well, I think when we started to get some big plays about the second quarter, I think it kind of forced them a little bit maybe to play a little different than what they wanted, because I tell you, in the first quarter, they really got after us. They really ran the ball and had a lot of success, and we were just having a tough time tackling for whatever reason, You know, I give our guys credit in the second half. I thought, especially in the defensive side of the ball, played very well, and hopefully we can use that to kind of get us going for this week because we got a big one down in Crete.
Coach, you guys fell behind. No panic, though, ever set in?
No, not really, because I thought we had some good things going offensively. I mean, we, you know, the thing that really bothered me is what led to that score was a blocked punt, and, you know, something obviously you can, if you're going to be successful, you cannot have, I guarantee you this afternoon we started 4 o'clock, and I think we've got 30 minutes scheduled with our punt team to get started to make sure we get that kind of cleaned up.
Paul Markowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Monday. Of course, next week with Labor Day, we'll talk on Tuesday. But, Coach, as
you guys got Monday off?
Well, we don't have to go put the pads on. It's a rumor, but yes, Monday off. Some Sundays are tough on us.
Coach,
I guess you can tell me to shut up, but I keep hammering this until I'm happy with the rushing stats. I'm going to keep bringing it up. You had a couple big runs, but overall, your thoughts on the running game?
Struggled a little bit early. They came out with some things that we were not prepared for, and so we were trying to make some adjustments. I think we spread them out a little bit more in the second half, and we were able to run the ball better, not the way we want to. You know, even though Troy had quite a few carries, we really didn't get him going extremely well. You know, really, when you look at it, Nick had one long run, and Troy had kind of about a 40-yard run. And, you know, otherwise, it was, you know, we were probably at about maybe 2.5-3 yards a carry, which isn't going to get it done. And so, I agree with you. This week, I may have to tell you to shut up some other week, but I agree with you. It's something that especially as we get into the league and stuff like that, it's going to be a work in progress, but it has to get better, definitely.
Who jumped out at you on Thursday night? Who really got it on Thursday outside of Troy?
Well, you know, we started a true freshman at center who really played well, and Josh Reba really, really graded out well, did a nice job. Blake Horseman at tight end made a couple of really nice catches for us. You know, and I thought our D-line as a whole played well once we got through about midway through the first quarter. But, you know, those guys that when we looked at the grades and stuff, those are guys that really stood out.
How important is it, you know, when you start a freshman center? You know, center's kind of the leader of that offensive line, pointing things out to guys. When you don't maybe have him going up there yelling at people, being the verbal leader you want him to be, who takes over that role for you?
Well, we've got, you know, the other four guys have played quite a bit. You know, we've got a left guard, Evan Richter, who's been essentially a two-year starter for us as a junior, and we got a right guard who's a sophomore, and Tommy Van Howard, who played in every game for us a year ago. So I think those guys helped a lot early on. But then I thought, you know, same thing with Troy. As Josh got more comfortable with what he was doing, you know, he had no problems taking over that role.
Okay, Coach, you look ahead towards Saturday. Team is going to be probably a little bit more hungry. I think you probably want them to get off to a good start, but they didn't come out with a win. You got done on Saturday.
Yeah, and they're a lot better than the way they played, and we know that. I think, you know, I don't know if they had some jitters or what happened, but they're a couple of plays away from that game not even being close. And so, you know, we've got to be prepared. It was a real battle a year ago. I mean, it's Doan and Hastings, guys. It doesn't matter when we play, where in the season, or what anybody's record is. It's going to be a heck of a football game, and we're gearing up for that.
Tell us a little bit about what you've seen about them already, a little bit more about what you've seen.
You know, on defense, they don't return a lot of players, but, man, they were really, really physical with Avila, and their defensive line really handled things extremely well. They give you a lot of different looks in the secondary to try and confuse you. So I think that's something obviously Troy's going to have to get prepared for so we don't kind of get trapped into some things with some of the coverage. And then they're just very, very quick on the offensive side of the ball. They've got a running back that just ran for just under 100 yards, and you take a couple of penalties out of there, he's probably got about 125-yard day. So their speed is a concern, and then their physical size in the offensive defensive line.
I'm going to throw you out a name, Coach. Salua Sanui.
He's, don't kid yourself. I mean, I think they list him as 5'9". He ain't 5'9". That kid can play. I mean, I don't think he came off the field, you know, Saturday at all. I'm really concerned about his quickness and his physical ability.
What about their coach? I mean, obviously you're just going to out-coach the hell out of
him. Don't know much about him. Don't know much about him.
Is it easier or tougher to prepare when you guys know each other so well?
It's the same, I think. I think it's another game. I mean, we're not playing against each other, you know, physically, so it's not, you know, one of those types of things. you know, they don't really do a lot of what we did here, you know, offensively or defensively, so there's not a lot of comparisons, you know, where you can kind of gauge what one guy's doing. He probably knows more about what I'm doing than I do what he does, but, you know, it's an interesting week because it's about the only week of the season we don't talk, and then come Sunday or Monday we'll get back on the phone and kind of talk about each of our next opponents.
He's head coach Paul Merkowitz. You see him on the TV highlights, whether it's KHAS or NTV. He's always outside, basking in the sun after another victory. And hopefully next Tuesday that work with you, Coach?
Yes, definitely does.
We'll talk with you then, and best of luck against Doan.
Thanks, guys.
That's the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz. Could be interesting on Saturday, Tony.
You know, I think this is one of those deals. Hastings got to feel like they're the better football team. But when it's these two, throw it in the hat. See.
It could be a breakthrough win for Doan, I think, too.
Yeah, it really could be, and that's what scares Hastings, and Paul Merkowitz knows that.
Mondays with Merk and Morris continue here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we catch up with the head football coach at UNK, Daryl Morris. A tough kind of a heartbreaker against a Wayne State team that we know is a much better football team, and we've been talking about that the last couple of years. But as Coach joins us here, I guess, Daryl, we were just under the impression that we were going to see a shootout on Saturday, and you guys started out okay. They had a big play that you were able to negate with a turnover early in the first quarter, but this was far from a shootout. This ended up being more of a defensive battle.
Well, you know, you look at the stats. We had 467 yards of offense, and they had 423, so one might think not, but I think both of us struggled to get the football in the end zone, which we did, and that came back to haunt us. And, I mean, we had our chances to win the ball game. There are some things that we did that you kind of scratch your head and go, I wonder why he did that. He'd never done that before, but, you know, that's football, and you got to learn from the things that cost you and move on.
Coach, you guys do negate that first big play. Get the ball back. You're driving. You make a decision to go for it on fourth and five. Can you talk about that decision? Was it just because you were moving the ball pretty much at will at that time and had them on their heels maybe?
Well, that and the fact I thought their defense already was starting to show signs of being fatigued. I tell the kids that play football here, I'm going to let you win ball games. And if that means we got to fake a punt off our own 10-yard line to do it, then what we'll do if we need to go for it on fourth down, we'll do that. So I thought it was and I went for a couple other fourth down deals, and, yep, and most of them worked out in our favor, so I'm going to continue to coach that way.
And then let's just go all the way to the very end. This team was down 21-10, but didn't give up. You get a touchdown, you get the three and out, and then you march the ball down the field. Obviously, the sack hurts. Talk about what maybe didn't click there in that last drive.
Well, you know, a couple things, and some of it is back on the coaches and some of it's with the players, but, you know, we get the procedure penalty and go from the 4-yard line to the 14-yard line, and then we run a route where Rusty Dream comes out of the backfield and drags across the middle. He's supposed to run that route about 4 yards deep, which is exactly what he did, but once they pushed us back to the 14, we needed Rusty to convert that route and get behind that linebacker that tackled him and get in the end zone to throw the ball to him. So, you know, just some things where, you know, in the heat of the moment and the excitement of the moment, kids forget just some minor details. Jake Spitzelberger forgot, for example, that after a penalty is enforced, they start the clock. He was under the impression the clock wasn't running. We were trying to get him to go quicker. Just things like that you practice and that you go over every week. But when kids get in battle, you know, they start forgetting some of that stuff. So that's our job, to continue to coach them and educate them on how that works.
Coach, and then, of course, a couple missed field goals, something you have not had to worry about the last 4 or 5 years.
Not had to worry about for the last 4 or 5 years, but it was something I was worried about going into the ball game. And after we lined him up to kick a 40-yarder, which I couldn't believe I was agreeing to do, and he made it, I thought, okay, this is going to give him a lot of, confidence in what he can do. We run a kickoff back to the 8-yard line. We can't punch it in, and he misses a chip shot, you know, and then I think that really had an impact on him and missed a couple field goals that turned out we could have used.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joins us here on Mondays with Merk and Morris. Well, I think we broke down about everything that didn't go right. As you mentioned, you had a lot of offense. The defense played, I think, probably pretty exceptional considering you held them to 21 points, and 7 of that was on special teams.
Yeah, I think our defense played extremely well. I mean, you take away that first play, and, you know, the first play, they pass that Josh Rohde. He takes one step upfield, and the guy gets by him, and then it's a foot race, and Mike Neal was able to run him down, and he goes out on the 2-3 yard line, and then we hold him. So you take that away. Our defense held those guys to 14 points, and a couple of times that they were inside in scoring range, they missed a field goal as well, you know. So I thought our kids played defense very well, and we kind of hemmed them in and took some things away from them, and they made a couple big pass plays on us, but that's going to happen every now and then. So we played good defense. There's a lot of positives that come out of that ball game. I know we got beat. They're a good football team, and people are going to have to change their opinion about Wayne State football now. They're a good football team. They're ranked in just about every magazine in the country, and we went toe-to-toe at their house.
Darryl, how much is it just giving a little bit of credit to them? I saw the long pass play. It looked like Ozzie had pretty darn good coverage, and it's just one of those plays. Silas made a great throw and a great catch.
Well, he did make a great throw, and that's probably the difference right there. Silas made two really, really good throws. His wide receiver had some room. He threw it over the back shoulder. The wideout continued to fade to the sideline, and Ozzie was trying to catch up with him as they faded to the sideline, and the ball was well thrown, so it made it difficult to defend. Ozzie's a fast kid and can recover. On our side of it, Jake missed a couple of guys that were open for those types of throws that we obviously would have been big plays for us, if not scores, and we just weren't able to make those throws on Saturday. And that really kind of comes down and is a big factor in why we end up losing the ball game. But he can make them. He's made them in the past, and he'll make them in the future.
Coach, I'm going to ask you about Eric Gustafson again. Sounded like, at least from listening to it on the radio, he was involved in an awful lot of plays on the defensive side of the ball.
He was involved in a lot of plays. I think he's still learning his position since we just moved him over there in spring ball, but I think he's growing and he's learning, and I think Eric's he's going to be a good player for us on defense. He's certainly a guy that can go in and take some pressure off some other guys. We started cramping up. We lost Jack Hyde about midway through the third quarter and then all the fourth quarter. So we need some guys like Eric Gustafson that can come in and relieve some people and play good, solid football and not get beat just because he runs on the field.
Coach Darryl Morris with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we talk with him every Monday, except Labor Day. We'll talk on Tuesday, of course. But, Coach, let's move ahead. This team, everybody seems to think, and rightfully so, that you're very confident. It was mentioned in the paper. The coaches are confident. The players are confident. And you're going to need to just correct those things for a UNO team. And it seems like everybody's confident that you can win this game, the home opener Saturday.
Well, you know, I asked the fellas yesterday, you know, after you get done with a heartbreaking loss like that against a team, you know, that took a lot of pride in beating you, and it was certainly something they were excited about having been able to accomplish. So, you know, I said, hey, I'll fax Coach Burns a fax and ask him, we'll just give him the win. And there was a resounding, you know, heck no. So I think we're going to show up and play, and we're going to have a sound plan, and our kids are going to play their fannies off. And anybody that comes and wants to watch us play will see a football team that's going to play hard and try to win it.
And give us your scouting report on they're always good, they're always tough and things like that. Anything different with their team this year?
Well, you know, they've got a lot of new guys, but the new guys look a lot like the old guys they had. Big, fast, strong, and all that kind of business. They are doing some things differently. The quarterback they have is not the one they had before, so they're doing some different things with him. Not running the belly option like they were in the past with Miller, and he's not as an imposing running figure, almost like a second back in the backfield that could really run downhill. So they're going to try to a little bit of pistol out of him, you know, that short shotgun formation, and I think they want him to throw the ball a little bit more, and it's a little bit different situation, but they're still very talented, and again, just like always, there's a lot of them.
Coach, best of luck on Saturday. Everybody healthy?
For the most part. We got some bumps and bruises, but I think for the most part, everybody will show up to play.
It's for the Mavelope Trophy, Tony. Could be the last time in a while for these guys.
It might be, yeah. I mean, schedules are becoming a little bit of a problem, so it might be the last time we play them for a little while.
Well, as we say here on the Doug and Daddy Show, make the world a better place. Punch the Mavericks in the face.
I like it. I like it.
Darryl, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
See you guys.
Darryl Morris, head football coach, University of Nebraska at Kearney. Mondays with Merck and Morris. We catch up with Coach Morris and also with Hastings College coach Paul Merkowitz in this segment. We'll be listening for that every Monday at this time. Tomorrow, Nebraska football. You'll hear the entire Bo Pelini press conference live. We'll be talking to some select players while we're down there as we take the show live to Memorial Stadium for the season opening press conference. We'll hit your emails and have a little bit more to talk about right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
So how do you want this burger cooked?
Well done. Now see, that's interesting.
What?
Well, what do football players say to each other after a good play?
Nice job.
Way to go.
No, come on, what else?
Good for you!
Well done. They say well done, because you see, football was created to make us grill.
Aw, oh, come on, man, they hardly ever say well done.
Oh, so you're saying it's rare? Like unicorns.
Grab the Kingsford charcoal on game day, because football was made for grilling.
No tickets to the game? No problem. The best way to spend game day is tailgating at home with family, good friends, and even better food. Go on and fire up the grill, but be sure to use Kingsford charcoal with hickory to give everything you cook just the right touch of sweet and hearty flavor. It's the easiest way to add a little something extra to your next backyard tailgate party. Get fired up for a chance to win the ultimate prize of grilling with Golic at the big game in Miami. Go to ESPN.com/Kingsford.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-70s. Southeast winds also increased around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a low at 53. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
USA, 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 USA. But rooting for California is kind of like rooting for the Yankees.
They came through, though, in the clutch.
They beat Chinese Taipei. They said it took the Chinese Taipei team 32 hours to get to Williamsport. 7,700 miles. Holy, holy, holy. So congratulations to them. Also, we get back to the Dempopper inbox. John in Kearney says, good call, Doug. Just once I want to see a NASCAR driver turn right. Even I know, yeah, you're right, John, but even I know, Watkins Glen, it's, you know, you got a road course. That's how things go. You see that?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Eric says, we had Drew Brees go first in our draft also. Daddy took Drew Brees with the first pick in his fantasy draft last night. Your first fantasy draft.
Yes. Right?
Yes. You're in three?
I'm in, yes.
The most shocking pick was Randy Moss taken at the end of the first round, then turn around and get Tom Brady. There's your winner. No draft I've seen has, I mean, they'll maybe pick Moss at the end of the first round, but Brady's long gone.
Yeah, you're right.
Done any bullfrog hunting lately?
I'm not a bullfrog hunter.
Okay, a Lincoln man has won the right to go hunting for a bighorn sheep. Brent Bullwit, one of 1,547 people who paid a $25 fee to enter a lottery for the single permit, as they do every year. Last year, 1,357 entered, so that was more this year by almost 200. He's a member of the Nebraska Air National Guard. His permit is valid for a specific area of the Pine Ridge, December 1st through the 22nd.
Congratulations to him.
So, going to go out and shoot him a bighorn. At least he hopes. Hey, we want to thank Paul Merkowitz and Daryl Morris for joining us on the show today. They join us every Monday except Labor Day, so we'll do it next Tuesday with those guys. Tomorrow, we're off to Lincoln. Press conference. Tom Osborne speaks. Bo Pelini speaks. John Cook speaks. Doc Sadler speaks. Plus, we'll be catching up with some of the area players on the Husker team as well. So that'll be going on tomorrow, the Duck and Daddy Show, live from Memorial Stadium.
Later in the week, we're expected to be joined by Florida Atlantic head coach Howard Snellenberger as well. So we're looking forward to that, along with a host of others, including hopefully Kelly Stopper from the Versus Network, who's going to be doing the pay-per-view game on Saturday.
Bob Jensen, our Loper Chat on Wednesday, into high school sports as well. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow from Lincoln on the Duck and Daddy Show.